Oasis Audio presents Science Fair Sabotage by Gertrude Chandler Warner, read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, River Ride.
My arms are tired.
6-year-old Benny Alden set his paddle across his legs.
I don't want to row anymore.
Benny, we need your paddle in the water to keep the canoe straight, said Henry from the back of the boat.
At 14, he was the oldest of the four children.
You're an important part of Team Alden.
Still, Benny didn't put his paddle in the water. Jessie spoke up from her seat in the front of the canoe. She was 12 and always seemed to know just what to tell her little brother.
This is the roughest patch of the river, Benny. Remember, there's a big meal waiting at the end.
At the mention of food, Benny pushed his sweat-soaked hair from his forehead. He flexed his muscles and said,
I'll do it for Team Alden.
But before Benny could do a thing, the river's current pulled the canoe sideways.
Watch out,
10-year-old Violet called. She had been taking pictures of the scenery with her new digital camera. Now she picked up her paddle. Ahead, a glistening boulder stuck high out of the water. If the children didn't steer around it, the canoe would flip and dump them all into the river.
Smash alert!
Benny shrieked.
Crash position!
He ducked down and put his head between his legs.
There's no need to panic. We just need to paddle together,
Henry said. He called,
Stroke! Stroke! Stroke!
The three oldest Aldens worked double time to turn the boat back on course. Before long, the rock was behind them.
Phew,
said Violet, smoothing out her ponytail.